As a former patient, I can definitively say Ian Heron is a terrible therapist and no one should go see him. That's why I've hacked into his personal cloud to release his private therapy sessions, so now everyone can hear what a selfish, misguided, idiotic, pretentious dickwad he really is. You can help me run Ian out of business by subscribing and leaving us a nice review. Now, let's start the show.
Test, 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 test. Five French Freddies freely fly fish feverishly for forever in fabulous fall. Five French Freddies freely fly fish feverishly for forever in fabulous fall. All right, the equipment seems to be working. I'm meeting with my client, Charles Bandicoot. It is 1:28 p.m. on a Saturday. Just a little bit of time for a self-check-in. How am I feeling? What's going on with me? You know, I ordered from a local restaurant that I love and adore, and I wanted to pick up the order, and I looked up their menu through Grubhub, and I tried to call the restaurant directly, but apparently Grubhub has set up their own proxy phone numbers that are Grubhub-based for restaurants. So even though I was trying to call the restaurant, I called Grubhub, and I explained to them, I don't want to give you any transaction fee or anything. I just want to talk directly to the restaurant. And they said, oh, we'll transfer you. And I said, oh, wonderful. And then they transferred me to the restaurant, and I go and I pick up my food, and sure enough, the restaurant informs me, oh, yeah, Grubhub took a percentage of that, even though I explicitly said the opposite. So that was pretty infuriating. However, it's given me a great idea for what I like to call Quack Central, which is a proxy service that I'm going to set up as an in-between between me and other therapists, so that if you want to see another therapist, that's fine. You just call my number first, and then I'll redirect you and take a percentage. And I think what I find most is people that need therapy need to spend more money. Oh, hello. Hey. Hi, welcome. Come on in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Charles, it's so wonderful to see you. You're such a bright ray of sunshine.
Thank you, Ian. It's nice to see you.
Yes. How is the foot doing? I know that that's where we left off, was we were deep in the foot.
You know,
I brought it down right away. I'm so sorry. We came in with such great energy and I immediately just crashed us. I'm so sorry, Charles.
No, it's okay. I mean, I was really feeling pretty good before I walked in here.
So sorry, Charles.
Oh, no. I mean, you really went right for it, Doc. I mean, that's what I appreciate about all this.
I guess I'm bringing it up because it seems bigger. It seems bigger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a size 35 sneaker right now on my left foot. Yeah, it's pretty big right now. But, you know, it's throbbing pain. It'll go down. I've got some inflammatories. But more importantly, I've been hearing, like, where my foot's been coming from. And I'm trying to just reconcile with the idea that, like, you know, they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting, you know, and getting me everywhere. And I'm taking all the credit.
Is this literal? Or you're actually literally listening to your feet? Or are you speaking, like, in a metaphorical sense of, like, I'm opening up the conversation to my feet?
I'm opening up the conversation to my
Okay.
You know,
okay, good. Yeah. All right. I have had patients in the past that speak to their own body parts, and I usually have to redirect them to a higher level professional.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't even think I could afford that. So it's probably better that it worked out this way.
You know, you never know. I think if you throw some more money on it, a lot of times it gets better.
Oh, well, that's not it's hard to say, I guess. I just, you know, I don't have the money to know, you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's okay. It's just, I've been investing a lot in the foot too, you know, like just with like topical creams and insoles and such.
Okay. Okay. Any promising progress? So, I mean, what's working? What's not working?
Well, you know, the topical yeah, that's the brand of the topical cream.
The topical, okay. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
One.
Yes, it's topical cream. Basically, you know, it gives me like, you know, nice relief for short periods of time, but the insoles have like really gotten me to feel my feet in a better way than I haven't felt them in a while.
Oh, and that's why they're metaphorically opening up the conversation with you, you think, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're starting to like, I'm at least trying to empathize more with my foot than I used to.
I noticed you use the singular there. Is the damaged foot taking more priority?
Well, that's the thing. That's my youngest foot, you know, and my other foot, my right foot, it's my baby, you know. That's my oldest kid, you know. So
when you say your youngest foot, I'm trying to interpret that youngest foot. Does that mean that foot like came out first when you were born, or I guess the older foot came out first. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were born one foot first, but then the other foot was dragged behind a little bit.
Yeah, I was kind of like side swiping out, kind of like a, you know how like a burglar will side swipe a wall.
Sure. I think that's also a Tinder thing, side swiping.
Oh yeah, side swipe on Tinder. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have an older foot and a younger foot, and which one's hurt again?
The left foot. The youngest.
The youngest foot. Oh, the hanger on. Okay. That wasn't how it was hurt, was it? I guess I haven't really asked much about the origin of the hurt foot. Was it hurt in childbirth?
No, you know, it was always just like kind of like you wouldn't think it makes a difference, but a few minutes makes a difference. And this foot is significantly smaller than its older foot.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I've met twins that were a few minutes apart and, you know, I always find the one that was a few minutes older to be overcooked, you know, bit of a dickhead, bit of an asshole, that one that was in there a little longer, you know.
So now I've got this big old puffy foot, I guess it's just trying to like puff up at me and show me how big it can get, you know.
Yeah. I mean, size isn't necessarily a problem, right? It's only if it's painful.
Oh, it's painful.
Okay. Good. Well, I assume so, but I you know, you never know with swelling. I feel like things can swell and not be in pain.
Maybe like an ego.
There you go.
A swelled ego, but not feel any pain because you have such a swelled ego.
There you go. Exactly. So, you know, I wouldn't blame the size of the foot. I would blame the internal pain of the foot, as it were. And it's like, so the ointments aren't completely working. The insoles are helping, but we're not quite getting there. Have you seen like a professional podiatrist?
I have. And so the podiatrist had to take some time alone with my foot to talk to it without me in the room.
Okay. How did that work? Was that like a curtain situation, or was it like you were behind a door?
Yeah, he's got two rooms. And I'm behind a door with a fancy
podiatrist. Oh, two room podiatrist. All right. Okay.
Oh, I mean,
you brag about not having a lot of money, but I don't have a two room podiatrist. I just have the one little room podiatrist. I have a studio podiatrist.
A studio podiatrist? I mean, that's, I would want to see his license.
Well, he's also a CTWROS, if you're curious. There's a huge CTWROS community that I am, of course, a part of, but I also try and patron them whenever possible when I need medical services. A CTWROS, if you're unfamiliar, that's a creative thinker who rents office space. So I'm a creative thinker that rents office space. My podiatrist has no formal medical training, but is a creative thinker, and he does rent office space, studio office space, but still, you know, he's putting a down payment in there just like I am.
Okay.
So you've got a big fancy two room podiatrist. I'm solidly putting you upper middle class at worst.
Well, thank you. I guess that's a compliment to me. I would take that as a nice thing.
Yes, I meant it as such. Yes,
I went to the podiatrist and he spoke to my left foot and basically, the doctor had to pull me to the side and tell me that my left foot's not happy with me right now. Mm. And, you know, I've got to start treating it better. That's all.
And did you say the origin of the injury? I know I asked about it, but then I think I had my ADD go off. So did you say what the origin of the injury was?
I didn't say the origin. I'm surprised we didn't talk about it yet, because we've been talking about this foot for a while.
You know, I'm not one for where a problem starts. I'm much more about where a problem is. But every now and then, like, because I think it's been 3 or 4 weeks we've been on this foot. So, like, I think it's more curiosity than it is going to be actually helpful for me to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. I just got to know, like, what'd you do to this thing?
So basically, I went to my nephew's soccer game last weekend, and that's when I re-agitated my foot.
Okay, so I asked about the origin, and you immediately go to something that agitated from the origin. Okay, all right. Maybe the origin is a personal thing for you. I don't want to dig too deep if that's true. So go ahead and tell the agitation story, and maybe later, if I've earned it, I'll dig out the real source of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so that's okay. Yes. Okay, so I'm at my nephew's soccer game, and, you know, these kids are playing, and, you know, the thing is, it's very sweet, but they don't know what they're doing. You know, they're just running around in circles.
Oh, kids are idiots.
Yeah. So they're just like chasing. They don't know what they're doing. I wouldn't say they're idiots. I think that's a harsh statement for a creative thinker. But
have you seen the documentary series Air Bud?
Oh, yeah.
They literally replaced children with dogs, and it works just fine.
Well, one dog.
Well, but there's so many of the films that I feel like it can't be the same dog every time, can it?
It's probably the same family, like Jaws.
I haven't seen the Jaws films, but I can see how it would be. Is Roy Schneider in every Jaws film?
I don't know, because I don't like Jaws.
Well, I hate that I brought it up. okay, all right. So, okay, so you're watching these idiot kids running around doing worse than dogs.
Yeah. And I asked for an ice cream from the vendor, and he said $5, and I went to get
I find that too. If I ever ask a vendor, they're always asking for money in return. Like, it's like, can you just do me a solid? You know, it's like, I just want a pretzel.
I paid for a ticket, you know, like, right. What do I get, a seat? I get to sit down. I got to pay to sit down.
Right. to watch non-professionals do worse than dogs.
Oh. Yeah, these people, they don't even know what's going to happen. They're just sitting there making it up on the spot.
How much is a children's soccer ticket run these days?
Oh, it's crazy. It's $37.
Okay, all right. So you might even be lower upper class.
Oh, no.
You might be. You might be lower upper class. You might be like at the bottom of the 1%, but still in the 1%.
I don't know. This doesn't check out with me. I feel pretty down and out about my finances quite a bit.
Well, okay, all right. I mean, you know, sometimes that's the obsessive of the rich, you know, like Elon Musk is always saying, like, I wish I had more money. And it's like, dude, check it out. Check out your finances. Not a client, by the way. I've never seen him before. He's not been in here.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Can't I wouldn't be, you know, I'm a creative thinker who rents office space, but I have boundaries.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Look, on a very technical basis, I can say that Elon Musk, as himself in his human form, has never stepped in this office.
Oh, that's very specific.
Well, I like to be specific. Okay, so the vendor wants money for the it wasn't a hot dog, it wasn't a pretzel, it was a ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
I leapt out of my seat to give him the money, and a soccer ball hit me in the head, and I fell off the bleacher and landed right on my left foot. Yeah.
Oh no,
it's okay.
Your head's okay.
It's okay because Yeah, my head's okay. They have a bunch of like little bouncy things just in case kids fall off the bleachers over there. But it's crazy because the kids just like see it and they think it's a fun thing to do. So they're all jumping off the bleachers.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would backfire right away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your head bounced off the safety, but your body rammed into your own foot.
Oh, yeah.
You metaphorically put your foot up your own ass, but not your ass, more just the fullness of your weight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And this, was the aggravation.
Right, that was the aggravation. That's not the origin. I still haven't figured that out. And nor do I need to necessarily, but okay. And when you re-aggravated it, what was the main problem? Was it the swelling? Was it the pain? What did you notice the day after?
The day after, I noticed pain. Just gut-wrenching pain.
Okay.
Yeah. I literally hurled for 3 hours straight.
Oh my Lord.
Because I was in so much pain.
Oh my Lord.
I was sweating. I was cold.
Okay.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That sounds like it sounds like maybe you did have a concussion then, because those are concussion things. But I'm not that type of doctor. It's just a possible observation. Okay. All right. No, that's horrible. I'm so sorry. So when you find yourself in the midst of this pain, how can we find a way to mitigate that for you? What's the best way for you to take your mind off your pain in those moments? What do you do? Like, what do you throw on something on television?
Well, you know, I was inside for so long that I decided to go out for a drive. So I pulled out of the driveway and I started just driving along. And I popped in my Spotify and played Life with Like a Highway, you know. I started with that. Well,
that's a different song than Life is a Highway. Is that right?
Yeah, whatever Life is the like highway a... song is.
No, because there's Life is a Highway, but then there's also Life is Like a Highway, which I think was a Forrest Gump song.
Life is Like a Highway, yeah. Tom Hanks sang it in character. The soundtrack.
Okay, it doesn't particularly matter which one you were listening to. It's just that I'm a music buff.
Oh yeah, I know. Clearly, I mean, you have so many musical accoutrements in your office.
Thank you. The treble clef was actually here when I moved in.
Oh wow, look at that!
But I kept it. Like, you know, I could have gotten rid of it, and I kept it. So that's some credit to me.
Yeah, you got a nice, beautiful standing harp over there.
I think this used to be like a opera person's office. I don't know what an opera person would do with an office, but I've gotten several indications that this used to be kind of an opera place.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Like the website, like the browser opera?
Now you've lost me. The website or the browser opera? Is it like that's like a .com .opera?
That's like a Chrome or a Safari.
Oh.
It's opera. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you may have unlocked a key that will help me learn more about this place now. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you might.
It was more that, you know, there was a big sign on the door that said opera on it. It was subtle hints like that.
Yeah, just a little bit. And it looks very beautiful outside. I mean, you have a marquee and everything.
Thank you. I like it here. There is a Forever Construction site across the street that is where they practice construction. So it's just constant construction noises. But I like being down the hall from a dentist, and you know, it's cozy. I've made it my own, even with the treble clef and all. I've made it my own.
Yeah, I mean, there are like some real big doctor's offices in this complex. It's big building, but you definitely have the smallest office of them all.
Well, that was a little intentional. You know, it's like I want this space to be intimate so we can really be on top of each other and I don't lose track of stories. Oh, speaking of which, Spotify, in the car, Tom Hanks is singing Life is Like a Highway. And you're driving to get over the pain of the foot. How did the drive go for you? Was that helpful? Was that a meditation of sorts?
Well, you know, it was a misfire because apparently driving with the foot was actually more painful.
Oh, you drive with your left.
I drive with my left. I have a left-sided car. I drive a Lamborghini. I imported it from Italy.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's definitely moving up the class. state. We're moving up to maybe middle upper class.
I have a relative that gets discounts. It's not, I can't really afford. Mm. I can normally afford that.
Okay, so there's also family wealth. I don't know. There's something in there. It's not for me. That's just kind of a personal hobby of mine, just to know the economics of all my patients. But I don't necessarily need to say it out loud every time if you want me to tighten it in.
Oh, no. I mean, it's fine. You say what's on your mind, but I can just rest assured, you know, I'm not this almost upper class kind of person that you're painting me out to be.
No, you identify however you want to. I think that financially, of course. I will state your identity otherwise in other areas, but for financials, I'm definitely happy to let you define yourself.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the car backfired. That's a bummer. That's no good.
Oh yeah. So I had to actually like pull over to the side of the road and, wait for someone to come pick me up because I couldn't drive back. Yeah.
Oh, terrible. So.
Yeah, I just sat there.
Have you tried anything more topical, like a hot bath or, I don't know, even like go to a pedicure place and they massage it? I don't know if that would be good or bad, but have you tried anything that's directly related to the foot as opposed to like a distraction from thinking about the foot?
Well, I did try to like, so I don't know if you've been to the Chase Bank on 5th Ave and 32nd, but I walked up to it and they have a little water fountain outside. So I put my left foot in the water fountain.
Okay. Okay.
It's
all right.
Like a, you know, like nice waterfall kind of action, you know?
Okay.
It was very cold.
Okay.
It was
nice. The water
it was
fountain.
Freezing cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that worked.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious why that specific water source of all, I were you just walking by there and were inspired, or did you like seek out that water fountain in particular?
Oh, I seeked it out. Uh-huh. You know, I've noticed it for a while now, and I'm just like, that's probably a nice place to give your foot a quick splash.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
Like, why would they have this outdoor waterfall, like kind of thing?
you can't
drink from it.
You think water fountains and waterfalls are one and the same almost?
Well, I just said you can't drink from the waterfall.
Oh, yes.
So
okay,
I would
I
say
I was probably so excited to say what I had to say. that I stopped listening for a second, but I'm locked back in.
But if you do ask me about real waterfalls, like out in like somewhere in the Caribbean or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a water fountain.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, maybe that's worth trying. This is such a random but absolutely true tangent story. I went to Hawaii once as a kid. I promise I'm only upper middle class, but I did get to go to Hawaii once as a child. And they had waterfall water that they served like as their water that you drank with your meal. And I swear to God, it tasted better. I don't know how. Mm. I can't explain why, but the waterfall water from Hawaii tasted better. And I, you know, a lot of people have said that's like a psychosomatic thing just because they say what it is before they serve it to you. But I don't think so. I think there's a property about water when it falls that becomes healing and better.
You know, Ian, I will say, mm-hmm. you know, it's funny you say this because you know, I've never ever. I mean, you take quite a bit of drink every time we have a session. So
yes, don't ask me what's in
rye. Yeah, you're. Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's obviously just not water. Is the thing. I always assumed it was just Coca-Colas. I mean, you just
no. It's much too viscous to be Coke. No, it's not. It's not a Coke.
Okay. It's it is a little thick, I guess.
Viscous was my word. You can say it. Viscous. It's a viscous liquid that I drink.
Yeah, and you drink a lot of it. I mean, it was very disturbing at first, but I kind of at this point I kind of
really?
Find like disturbing. A little comfort in it.
Well, I'm you know what? Let me just take a quick sip. Sorry. I'm sorry that it's disturbing. I hadn't heard that about it before, but I'll be more conscious of that now. It's got, I'll confess, it's got light amounts of THC and CBD and LCD sound system. So it's, you know, it's a complex mixture, but I don't know, really gets me going there. I find that when I drink a little bit of this mixture that I can see people's auras, you know, and that's, I think one of the reasons I brought up the foot so quickly is although that you gave off this bright sunshine, which I quelled almost immediately, your foot was radiating a bright red and I couldn't help but zoom right into it. Have you ever seen an aura?
No, I mean, I've never seen what you're describing as an aura, but what I have seen is the island Bora Bora.
Oh, those are practically the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's almost a one-to-one. Yeah.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, no need for further explanation. Okay. So distracting didn't work. Waterfall like water did seem to help. So there's something in that. Can we build you a little mini waterfall in your home, in your backyard? Can we recreate the waterfall sensation in a way that's a little bit more accessible than that Chase Bank is? Or alternatively, could you move into the Chase Bank? Could you kind of set up a home there?
I think I'm leaning more toward the setting up a place at the Chase Bank because that is a nice fountain. I mean, I think like you're imagining it not the way it is, you know, like because it's very calling and it's just like a song, like a very soothing song about it, the way it trickles.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds lovely. I think this is a good plan. So are you able to sublease your house? If you're worried about your finances and you're moving into a Chase Bank, maybe we can make you a little bit of money in the meantime and, you know, help facilitate these things and heal up your foot. You know,
I mean, I can hit up like my mom and like ask her for some money if like if we need like whatever we need. You
okay,
know?
All right, that's an upper class thing to say. Sorry, didn't mean to say that out loud, but that's definitely true. Okay. How is your relationship with your mother? I haven't really dug into that very much. Because she is there any resentment over the fact that she held back a foot?
No, you know, she brings it up a lot, you know, because it took quite a bit, like, it was like a good 5 minutes of like one half of me was out and one half of me was in.
So it was more than just the foot still in there. I haven't even asked about your left arm or your left ear.
Oh, yeah, no, there was a baby shape, like just cut in half, halfway in, halfway out.
It's like, what was that, Solomon or something?
Yes. Just like Solomon, except both halves were kept as one.
Okay, all right. Okay,
so,
but no,
you know,
resentment.
She brings it up quite a bit, but she doesn't, you know, I think there's a little bit of underlying resentment because she brings it up so much. But I guess, like, also it is an interesting story. So, you know, I go back and forth on it, but I don't know.
Can you fill in this blank for me? I blank my mom.
I despise my mom.
Interesting. Okay. All right. That's not what you were saying earlier, I don't think. So despise. Despise. That's a heavy word.
I can't even believe that came out of me. I don't think I really even like hate anybody.
Yeah. Well, hate and despise are different. I think you can hate somebody and not despise them and vice versa. I mean, that's how I feel about most of my romantic partners is I either hate them or I despise them, but not both.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why that would even come out of my mouth because I mean, like, you know, the last time I spoke to my mom, I asked her for money and she gave it to me and I'm going to call her again for money and she'll probably give it to me.
Let me ask you this. I blank money.
I love money.
Okay, great. All right. That one I did expect. Okay. Maybe that's confusing your feelings is that you're tying money and your mom together And so it's hard for you to separate how you feel about one or the other because they're such a combination in your brain.
Hmm. Maybe. I wonder, do you have any type of procedure for uncombining?
Well, I've tried that with, I had a patient once that said, I wish I wasn't my father's son. I wish I was only my mother's son. And I tried to uncombine him to only have the DNA of his mom. And I'm going to be honest. It was messier than King Solomon. It was a lot of blood and a lot of organs, you know, because I think I knew which lung felt like mom based on the aura. Mm-hmm. But a one lung human being has a lot of struggles in their life. Which on the one hand did keep this patient coming back to me, which I appreciate, but I wouldn't say that the separation ended up totally healthy in the end, but I'm willing to try anything two times. Mm. If that right. If that wasn't scary for you, then I could give it a shot.
Mm. I think I'm gonna. Can you like prescribe me some like Adderall? Or something?
Oh, CTWROSs cannot prescribe any formal medication whatsoever, which is really, really hard on my podiatrist because I had a broken foot and could have really used something. But no, we can't prescribe anything. Hmm. I can write you an IOU.
Oh, okay, that's cool. For what?
Anything you want. I can owe you anything. Doesn't mean I'll ever cash it in, but I can owe it to you.
Okay.
I'm gonna write I owe you a dejumbling of your mom and money.
I can't pick that. Like I can't switch up my IOU.
I mean, I can certainly owe you. Well, I can owe you. Like I said, I can owe you anything. Anything you want.
All right. I want if you die, I want your practice.
You want my office space? Office
space. Yeah, I want this office space.
I don't know if it's going to do you much good if you're not a creative thinker.
I can think about it. I can do something to get creative.
Creative thinking, it's not something you can really decide for yourself. I mean, I did say I would prescribe your identity to you in other ways besides financial, and I'm just going to say this. You're a bit of a plain Jane. You're a bit of an in the box kind of guy, you know?
I can create art anytime. I'm very creative. Good. Just like,
well, I mean,
throw something at me. I can be creative.
I didn't say that you weren't creative. I said that you weren't a creative thinker. You know, you can be totally creative and not. You prove it to me. Okay, great. I would love to see this. Forgive my crossed arms, but I would love to see this.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All yes. Right. All right.
A man comes to a river with a donkey, a hen, and a lion.
I know this one well. You can't stump me on this one. Okay, go ahead. I got this one down pat.
The man cannot cross the river with more than one animal at a time, but he cannot leave any of the animals alone with the one that will hurt them mm-hmm. the most.
Mm-hmm. How does the herding of animals break down? Because they're, you know, like I could see like a smaller animal that's still like really sharp with criticism and can hurt a bigger animal emotionally. You know what I mean? Mm. So what's the yeah. breakdown of who's hurting who in your scenario?
I would say like a mauling death.
A mauling death. And it was a lion, a donkey. Was it a chicken?
And a chicken.
A chicken. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a chicken, but. But then again, I haven't been the best listener so far in the session, so I wanted to triple check. Okay, got a donkey, a lion, a chicken. Okay, well, this is obvious. The lion has a hurt tooth, right? So if you climb in the lion's mouth to help it with its tooth, you'll gain the trust of the lion in a way that the lion has never trusted anyone before. So that when the lion later gets a thorn in its paw, I think this is the same Aesop's metaphor that I've solved before. Then you can help the lion cure itself, and the lion realizes that pain is just an obstacle in its own brain, and that it doesn't need to hurt anything. So now that the lion doesn't hurt anything, you put the lion to work, and the lion shepherds both the donkey and the chicken across the river on its own, and you just kind of kick your feet up, see if you can't find that river turning into a waterfall, and just really relax and have some good tasty water and healing. Was that, that was it, right? That was the solution. I think I said it too short. I knew there was more to it than what I said. I knew that I had said not enough complicated things.
Yes, but you see, CTWROS.
Thank you for calling me that.
This is a creative problem. So, I guess who's a creative thinker? Me,
well,
baby.
Okay, but
you want to know why? Because you know what I would do if I in this situation.
Okay, all right, let's hear it, big guy.
I would call my uncle who owns the San Diego Zoo, and he would helicopter all the way over to me, and he would get all these animals for me. Have you ever seen the movie Operation Dumbo Drop? Just like that.
It's my go to sleep movie. I watch it every night.
We would be on the helicopters and the airplanes flying away with the animals back to the San Diego Zoo. And then we'd probably eat a lot of candy and cake and have fun and probably drink, you know, and get wasted at the zoo.
Oh, God, your uncle sounds like a not responsible adult. Well, here's the thing is you said all of that, but it did start with a call, which means you're using a smartphone. So how smart can you be, smart guy? You're using a smartphone. You depend on your phone for intelligence and for help from your family. I don't use that kind of technology. I can think my way around it. Thank you very much.
This is patronizing.
Well, look, I am explicitly by the setup of therapy, I am higher status than you.
Okay. Well, you know, that's all well and good. But, you know, I'll accept that for now. But just know that I could have you tossed out of this building anytime I want.
I'm sure. Well, look, I'm sure you could. You definitely implied in a number of ways that you have significantly more money than me. And I don't know. With most of my clients, I do feel like the lesser. So it's nice for me to just have you that I can kind of push around, because I know you won't do shit, will you, limp foot? You won't do shit to me, will you, limp foot?
Well, this foot is not as limp for now, but it won't always be. So you wait.
I don't know. We haven't solved it yet. I also still haven't found out how it got hurt in the first place.
Well, I'll tell you how I hurt it in the first place.
Okay.
If you tell me.
Oh, quid pro quo, Mr. Powers.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. If you tell me what it was like when you met Selena Gomez.
What was it like?
Yeah, what was it like? How Selena? What
well,
she like?
It was
What's
hard
because
she was intimidated
like?
By me and how attractive I am and how successful I am. Because I think she'd seen a couple of Lloyd Knights at UCB, so she didn't particularly want to talk to me too much because I think she was worried about getting fired. You know, she was like, I don't get this kind of opportunity all the time. I just better keep my mouth shut and execute the job. You know, I will say her choreographer was very nice and taught me a few moves. And then I taught the choreographer a few moves, and then she resigned. She said, oh, wow, I clearly know nothing about dance. And then Selena reached out through her people a few months later and said, oh, Ian, would you be my choreographer and possibly like write my songs and compose the beats? And I don't know. I don't want to be locked down by that kind of thing. You know, I like music enough to keep a treble clef up, but I don't know if I want to make it my whole life. You know, I care about therapy. I care about my clients. I care about you, Limpfoot. I'm sorry, Charles. It's Charles Bandicoot. I'm so sorry. I thought your name was Limpfoot for a second because I called you that earlier, but it's Charles Bandicoot.
That's right. It is Charles. And I'll have you know that it's okay because my favorite band is Limp Bizkit, so it's almost pretty cool.
I was wondering which one of us was going to bring up that band first. Okay. Yeah, so I've told you my Selena Gomez experience, so quid pro quo, Mr. Powers. My favorite line from Operation Dumbo Drop. Quid pro quo, Mr. Powers.
Okay, well, I'll take quid squid pro quo. Yeah, so the origin of my left foot, of course. So I am kind of embarrassed to say.
I'll tell you what.
Why it's been taking me.
I'll tell you what. It seems obviously it's going to be really hard for you to reveal that. Before you get into that, how would you like it if we just, you know, we're towards the end now. If I just opened you up a little bit with a meditation just to get you a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more free flowing, see if that can't divorce you of some of the pain of this foot and maybe even divorce your mom from money in the process. And then we'll come back to this at the end when you're feeling okay. A little better. Does that sound all right?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you, Charles. And so I'll just have you listen to the sound of my voice.
Okay.
This meditation comes to us from the metaphysicist Pat Monahan. And 3, 2, 1. You find yourself floating freely in outer space. The wind has swept you off your feet. You're finally getting the chance to dance along the light of day before heading back to the Milky Way. You're sailing across the sun. But you see, the lights all fade, and that heaven is overrated. Tell me, have you fallen from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar? Tell me, does Venus blow your mind? Is it everything you wanted to find? Who are you missing while you're looking for yourself out there? Na 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 na.
Are you
and we're coming and we're coming out of the meditation now, Charles, and just 3, 2, and 1, and you're back with me, Charles. How was that for you? How was that experience?
Were you just doing karaoke
no.
in the middle of? I'm not paying for this session.
No, that was not karaoke.
I'm not paying for it.
No, that was not karaoke.
You're just having a good time.
That was from
here.
The metaphysicist Pat Monahan. I said that up top. He's a very creative thinker. I don't believe he rents office space, but he's a metaphysicist and he has a lot of great thoughts. And sometimes I borrow and lean on them for my meditations. And I think whether you admit it or not, I think I'm seeing a different aura from you.
Well, you know, it's a nice song. I like
it's
Train.
It's a song.
They're a great band.
Train song. I don't think of that as a song by Train. I think of that as a...
That's Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Well, the lead singer of Train, I'll have you know, is a metaphysicist that goes by the name Pat Monahan.
Pat Monahan. I mean, yeah, metaphysicist. I think he's known more as a songwriter. That's okay.
Well, everyone knows people differently. Like you know her as your mom, but I know her as, you know, the successful Bandicoot of the Bandicoot fortune. You know, we all have different ways that we know people, and I know Pat Monahan as a metaphysicist. I don't know why I'm getting this mad after a meditation. This was supposed to be peaceful and relaxing.
Like I said, this is this every week you surprise me more and more. I think, you know, to be honest, you know, I hope you're getting some creative thoughts from
from you, from old Limpfoot over there.
Not from me. You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, you're also able to speak to somebody because, you know, clearly, I mean, you've got some things going on your own.
There's a office dog that roams around the office and I speak to him sometimes.
Oh, that's good. He does have a tie on.
The dog has a tie on. You know, I think he's going to an event. I haven't asked him specifically, but I have a feeling there's like a dog wedding or maybe even the dentist right down the hall is holding some sort of gala. I don't completely know why the dog's wearing a tie, but the point is I have friends. I have a dog. I talk to him. I unload my traumas and, you know, the dog takes it. So there. So you take it, Limpfoot. And also, I've earned this origin story. I have put in good work today. I've been a great therapist to you. I did a fantastic original meditation.
Right. Okay.
So let's hear So why? Yeah. So how did this fucking thing get hurt? I apologize for the language, but how did this fucking thing get hurt?
It's okay. So go back about 2 months ago, okay? And I'm at my nephew's soccer game.
It's gonna be the same aggravation story, but just a couple months earlier. You aggravated it doing the exact same bullshit. Is that what I'm about to hear?
It's not the exact same bullshit. See, it's the same setting, but it's not the same bullshit.
Okay, at this point, this should feel like a climax. This is the end of our session, and I'm really looking forward to like this being a real moment. And it just feels like you're gonna retread some old bullshit. And then, so okay, all right. I'm sorry, I've prejudged. Let me take a sip of my viscous drink. Okay. All right. I'm feeling better. Whew. Okay. You're at. Is it the same nephew playing soccer, or is this a different nephew?
It's the same nephew.
Okay. All right. Damn it. Okay. Same nephew. Soccer game a couple months earlier.
Yeah. The kid's still not good. They're even worse because they haven't even been playing.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. They're a little worse than terrible. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're going around in circles like a bunch of fools, and I get a little hungry. So I see the vendor. Mind you, I paid $37 to go into this place. Can't even give me a free hot dog. So it was $5 for a hot dog.
Is that the difference? Hot dog instead of ice cream? Are you going to say that's the only difference? I swear to God, Charles, if there's not more to this story other than the ice cream was a hot dog, I might hurt your other foot. I might just slam my whole body weight on your right foot.
That would be counterproductive.
Would it?
No, it's not the same story.
Okay.
It would be,
because then
I'd have 2 feet. How would I get to this office to do more therapy?
Quite frankly, I don't know that I want you back. And most everybody that I see as a patient, I've invited back on a daily basis. But you, I don't know that I ever want to see again. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm just a little heated. I haven't had any waterfall water since Hawaii, and that was when I was a child. I haven't been cleansed in a minute. Okay, you're at the nephew's soccer game. You're hungry. You're craving a hot dog.
So I get out to pay for the hot dog, yeah. And then all of a sudden, somebody shows up with a sword.
Okay, all right. This I like. This is new.
And so they say, "Watch out, everybody. I got a sword." And so I try to move out of the way, and I fall off the back of the bleachers. But luckily, I landed on these big, giant, balloons they got.
No, I remember. That's the same. That's so far the same. I wanted to know more about this sword person, but it seems like that part of the story is already over.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
So wait, we don't know anything about that person?
Oh, no.
They were like a He-Man. Were they trying to go to Comic-Con as He-Man and they got lost? We don't know. There's no more information there.
No, I was just worried my foot was hurt.
That's the juice. That's the waterfall of the story. That's the thing that's going to heal us. We need to know that sword man. Like that. That's something I could actually have fun with. You just tripped over yourself and hurt it because you're a dumbass, an upper class dumbass simpleton. Is that about right?
I don't think that's
right. Get the fuck out of my office. Charles Bandicoot, never come back here. I don't want your money.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
No. No. All right. Well, just get out, okay? Just get out.
All right. But I'm taking some of this viscous.
Fine. At this point, fine. Just leave. Just leave the office. How is it every goddamn patient, I want to see more of them? And the one I can't stand, the one that, and honestly, I don't think this is where we started at all, but at some point they really got under my skin. And I can't even, I'm so mad that I forgot what I talked about before they arrived. Which, oh, I know what it was. I'm going to start that in between for me and other therapists. That's what I got to do is I got to pawn this guy off on another therapist. I got to find some patsy therapist who is a real piece of shit that I can just like, oh, you know who's a great client? And then I just force Charles on them like I do with most of my exes. I hope my exes are happy. Did you hear that, dog? I hope my exes are happy. That's progress. That's progress between you and me. What? Okay, fine. Get in your little limo. I don't care. Yeah, go do your dog event. I don't care. I really am all alone in this world. Quick note to self. I just wanted to sing the praises of my buddy Jerry Burgos. My buddy Jerry. The greatest guy in the world. The greatest guy in the world. Seriously, though, Jerry has looked out for me in so many ways throughout the years. I wouldn't be the man I am today without Jerry Burgos. I love the dude so, so much. You can follow Jerry on Instagram at jmburgos2. Can you believe Jerry and I used to run an improv school together? Thanks to Jason Shaw and Audionautics.com for the meditation music. Huge shout out to Aaron Harland, who you can follow at erharland or check out at aaronharland.com. She's an incredible musician that makes podcast theme songs, podcast cover art. I've heard she even does a podcast intro narration style. She's the best. You got to check out her stuff. Coming up on Monday, February 28th at 9 p.m. at Under St. Mark's via Squirrel Comedy, I am doing a live version of my therapy, which apparently on the website is called Sigmund Freud Live, which I don't agree with that name, but technically that is what's happening, is it's a live showing of my therapy. Once again, that's February 28th, 9 p.m. Under St. Mark's via Squirrel Comedy. Think of it like how they used to perform surgery in operating theaters, except instead of surgery, it's going to be me doing therapy for people. People that are semi-well known that you would probably want to see. So come on down and get your tickets to come see me performing therapy live. When is it? Well, I would say Monday, February 28th, 9 p.m. Under St. Mark's. Okay, and my good friend Jerry, who I was talking about, showed me where I can save this to the cloud in a private way. So this couldn't possibly be released as a podcast. That would betray my faith to Mr. Bandicoot, who, by the way, sounds a lot like Jerry. Funny how that stuff works out.